This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Gee, and we are joined in the studio by Victoria Porter, who is organising the No Means No fundraiser at St. Margaret's Mary's Parish Hall tomorrow from 4 until 10 p.m. How are you going, Victoria?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we pretty are good. Wonderful. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
No worries at all.
How have the preparations for your event been?
Oh, they've been hectic, but I'm so glad that I have such good friends that are helping me get it all sorted. So my friend Jackie's been helping me put it together. So she was doing a lot of the groundwork while I was still in Africa.
Oh.
Yeah, so she booked the hall and organised all the licensing and stuff for me while I was away.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do you think the fundraiser will help the community?
The fundraiser is all about the No Means No program that I was working on when I was in Africa. Right. So a little bit of a trigger warning here. I went to Africa in November last year to work with some women with HIV. And when we got there, the women told us that they were too scared to tell their kids that they had it. So we did a mentorship class with about 30 of the kids. And out of that came two children. One came forward and said that she was sick and she didn't know why. And it turned out that she had HIV. And the second one said that she was being sexually assaulted by her father. So that kind of spiraled on what's happening at the event. So I ended up putting her into boarding school so that she would be away from her father. And then we teamed with an organization which was founded by an American lady. They work mostly out of Kibera in Kenya, but we have organized for them to come into the community that we're working, and they teach 6 2-hour lessons about puberty, sex, sexual health, and they teach self-defense lessons. So this event that we're putting on the weekend, I want that to encompass the whole idea of what we're doing over there. So we have African stall holders, self-defense lessons. We have the woman from Days for Girls who assisted me with donating 286 kits to bring Kenya with me last time.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was a lot, and the customs officials thought that too. So I was there for 9 hours trying to figure out how to get those bad boys out. Basically, all the funds raised will go back into expanding the program into more schools.
Fantastic.
So what inspired you to get a part of it? Like, what triggered it off to help you want to help these people?
So I think I did my youth work diploma last year at RMIT, and I decided that because I've done so much volunteering here that I would spend a bit of my break volunteering. So that's how I ended up going and working with the women. And then it was really Cynthia's story that got all of this snowballing, and the kids are inspiring. Like, I thought after I tried to get those 286 kits out of customs that my hair was going to be on the floor and I was going to be a bald person coming back to Australia, but the kids made it all worthwhile in the end. So that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. So I was there in November and in May, and then we're hoping to expand into another 6 schools when we go back next time.
Yeah. Is it a widespread problem what all these girls are facing in Kenya and in other parts of Africa?
Yeah, so the woman who started the program started it in Kibera, which is the largest, most dangerous slum in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of violence there. So at that point, there was 24% of women had faced some sort of sexual violence in their lives. Since that, they've done a lot of baseline studies, and since the training has started in that area, it's come down to 7%.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, yeah.
It's great. Unfortunately, when we started the program in Kitengela, 50% of the grade 5s had been sexually assaulted. So the numbers are outstanding. They're huge, and obviously the work needs to be there and the education needs to be there, because when I came back, I did some research on HIV, and Australia has exactly the same population as Kenya, 24.5 million people. In Australia, 23,000 people have HIV.
Oh, wow.
In Kenya, 1.6 million people have HIV, and it's spreading because no one's educating anyone, no one's speaking about it, and no one's explaining that these norms are not socially acceptable, and they shouldn't be acceptable in any country. So, this isn't a problem that's solely in Kenya, but it's somewhere that we can start, and the problem's so huge there, so...
How has the response been while you've gone over there and you've brought everything there? Have they all, like, gotten on board and wanted to use the kits and stuff like that, or...?
So that was, like, one of the really huge things for me. So I spent 5 hours at customs on Saturday, 9 hours at customs on Monday. I was leaving on the Tuesday. Let's say there was a few miscellaneous payments made to different officials. And then there was... some roadworks on the way back, but when we got to the school, some of the girls were telling us about how they used cloth, how they missed school, how they used cardboard instead of sanitary kits, and a lot of the parents were saying, can we get a kit as well? So the women from Days for Girls, Campbell and Fern Tree Cully, did an amazing job putting those kits together, especially because Kenya's a little bit ahead of the times and they had banned plastic bags. So, how embarrassing, Australia.
I know. They've started the movement.
So we had to make special bags for the kits to get moved in, because usually they'll put the reusable kits into a plastic bag to store for later, like a Ziploc bag, but those bags are illegal, so I can't even imagine what would have happened at customs if I had to try to take those through.
Oh, wow. Wow, it sounds like a big process there, but I'm sure it sounds like it's all going to be worth it, everything you're doing seems...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully I'll be going back in June or July next year. The company that we're working with has just been given a grant to expand the program into Malawi and South Sudan, which means that there is a huge issue with resources on teachers. So originally I was going to go back in January, but the teacher supply just isn't there at that time. So I have to push my trip out a little bit, but it's definitely all worthwhile.
So the event is happening tomorrow night. Is there a website people can go to find out more information, or can they just come and get in?
So tickets are available on Eventbrite until 6 p.m. tonight, or you can head over to Facebook. No Means No Fundraiser is, you can look up the Facebook page, and there's lots of information about the different bands that are playing. We have 6 acts performing on the night. My friend Jen is coming along with a huge canvas and doing a live art piece.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be amazing. And like I said, I'm trying to incorporate all parts of what I'm doing over there. So Guardian Self-Defense will be there teaching self-defense lessons. The Women's for Days for Girls will be there showing their kits. And Shia Boutique and Zara Designs will be there with their African clothing, jewelry, and head wraps. So it's kind of got a little bit of the African culture and a little bit of everything that we're doing over there.
That's fantastic. So some of those, correct me if I'm wrong, some of those artists are Daniel Elia, Fulton Street, Koba Martel, and DJ Wise King. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
How did you manage to get them involved with the show?
So I'm really quite good friends with Shannon from Fulton Street.
Okay.
And she did Do It in a Dress, which was about a year ago, which raised money to educate girls in African countries. So she was really keen to get on board. And the guys from Naughty, I used to manage them about 2 years ago. I was in the studio with them about 2 years ago. So they were really happy and keen to get on board. And Craig's been amazing. He's been helping me put together the sound engineering and supplying the sound desk. I have never actually met Daniel or DJ Wise King, but whenever I told them about how the funds are going back to African countries, and both of them are from African countries, they were more than happy to get on board. And I think that's really what the community is lacking in Australia, is that education on how involved young African people want to be in fundraising and helping people back at home. I think sometimes that can be clouded by the media a little bit. In Australia, sometimes it's painted with a different light, but these guys are great. They've been so helpful, and even though they don't know me, they're so keen to get on board, so it's great.
Well, that's great. They sound like some pretty great guys.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Everyone's getting involved.
For anyone that has thought this topic has been a bit sensitive or they want to like talk to anyone, they can go to Beyond Blue, just call them on 1300 22 46 36 or the Kids Helpline 1800 55 1800 or even you can call Lifeline 13 11 14 if that has been a sensitive topic and you want to talk to anyone. But if for anyone else that has been interested, you guys can head to the Facebook page and you can go check her out tomorrow night at the St. Margaret Mary's Parish Hall. It's at the back in the hall for anyone that wants to check that out from 4 p.m. onwards.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.